欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。我们先聊聊早起的那些绝招。 Exercise 锻炼。 People who exercise tend to sleep better than those who don't, said Vanderkamp. Vanderkamp 说，锻炼的人往往比那些不锻炼的人睡眠质量要高。 Indeed, studies have shown the strong correlation to a better quality of sleep for people who work out. Indeed, studies have shown the strong correlation to a better quality of sleep for people who work out at least 10 minutes a day. 事实上，研究表明每天至少锻炼十分钟与睡眠质量高有大大的关联性。 One reason, exercise reduces your stress levels, which in turn helps combat insomnia. 原因之一，运动可以降低你的压力，这反过来又有助于对抗失眠。 By working out, your body releases serotonin and endorphins. 通过锻炼，你的身体释放血清素和内啡肽。 Ask yourself, why do you want to do this? 扪心自问，你为什么要这么做？ It can be difficult to develop new habits on demand. Even if you know the habit is positive and useful.
即使你知道习惯是积极和有用的，你也很难养成新的习惯。
If someone chooses to develop morning person habits by their own will, not because a spouse or a friend says so, it will be easier to do.
如果不是因为配偶或者朋友这样说而选择早起，那么这个习惯将很容易养成的。
Think about how becoming a morning person can make your life better.
想一想如何能够成为一个早起的人能够让你的生活更美好。
For most people, just knowing that they are most productive in the morning is a big incentive.
对大多数人来说，只知道早上工作对他们是最有效率的，是一个很大的激励。
Okay, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是前聊的小话题，早起的那些绝招。你可以锻炼，或者可以问一下自己为什么要这么做。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio。 如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来学习英语，可以添加我的个人微信安夏的拼音加上数字1102。